This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. Sea Alaska Heritage Institute has been working towards the goal of making Juno a center for North Coast Indigenous arts, and a big part of that is partnerships with other organizations. So joining me now to talk about that is Carrie Groven, Art Director at Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. Hello and welcome, Carrie.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yes, and also with us is Robert Mills. He is an adjunct instructor at Northwest Coast Design and artist and creator of Yadachun. Hello, Robert.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here, both of you. So for starters, we've all watched the new Arts Campus construction project going up and progressing, and it looks a little bit different every day. And now I understand that classes will soon be starting in spring of 2022. So that's big news. Carrie, how does it feel to be this close?
Oh, it's very exciting and scary and wonderful and fantastic and mind-boggling and all of that. It's just so wonderful. It's such a high privilege to be in a position that we're able to do this. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the classes or programs that will be available or that you hope to offer when the construction is complete, when you're open.
Well, we will offer a combination of Northwest Coast arts classes and focus on art forms that are native to the Alaska Southeast. And we'll have a, you know, metal arts room, a wood arts room, and a room for weaving and skin sewing. And a lot of the courses that we're going to offer will be co-sponsored courses. In other words, they're courses that we are offering, but they're offered for optional UAS credits. And they will tie in with the new Arts Associates degree that UAS, University of Alaska Southeast, is offering with a Northwest Coast Arts emphasis. And the reason why I'm here today is that we're going to talk, we have a lecture at or presentation at the Evening at Egan series that UAS put together this Friday at 7 o'clock. It's online on Zoom. And during this presentation, we'll have people from Institute of American Indian Arts, University of Alaska Southeast, and myself from Sea Alaska Heritage Institute to talk about our partnership that we're having together to really focus on expanding educational opportunities with a focus on Northwest Coast arts and creating and building degree tracks in this area. And then also Robert Mills will be a part of the presentation to talk about formline design, just almost like a little crash course, beginning crash course in formline design, because formline design is at the heart of Northwest Coast arts, and it's at the heart of what we're offering through both UAS and SHI, and also now recently Institute of American Indian Arts.
Great.
And we want people to walk away with some information about our partnerships, why we're doing it, what it's all about, and then what educational opportunities are coming out of that. And we hope that people will be curious and look us all up, maybe sign up for our classes, ask more questions, come and maybe suggest some really good ideas, and learn a little bit about formline design and want to learn even more about it.
So, Robert, turning to you now, you are the artist and creator of Yadachun, as well as an adjunct instructor of Northwest Coast Design. I was wondering if you could introduce yourself, please.
Yeah, my name's Robert Mills, obviously, born and raised in Cake, Alaska. Moved to Juneau here a few years ago, and just been for the past, 10 years now, going up and down the Northwest Coast, learning from as many people as I possibly could. So it's been quite an odyssey to meet with so many wonderful artists and culture bearers and community members. So the journey continues.
And how have you been involved with this partnership with SHI for the new arts campus and the new programs and classes they're going to be offered?
Well, the initial reason was I was going to go to the villages and teach form line classes. That was pre-COVID. And then obviously COVID hit and that wasn't an option. So we had to create this program virtually on the fly, which was quite a challenge, but we were able to do it and offer classes online. And they were immensely popular and reached people from all over the nation who otherwise would have never, ever had an opportunity to connect with any formal art teaching. So that was a pretty amazing opportunity. And then that kind of lend itself perfectly into teaching a course through the IAIA, at IAIA virtually, so.
All right. So as Carrie mentioned, this Friday, you'll both be speakers or part of the presentation for Evening at Egan Lecture Series. And the talk will discuss how these partnerships have come together to make this vision for the goal of making Juno a center for North Coast Indigenous arts, how we've made that vision into a reality, and specifically the partnerships involved. So as far as I understand, some of the key players, apart from SHI, were University of Alaska Southeast and Institute of American Indian Art. So how did all of this come together? How did these partnerships, what was involved? Who were the key players and what were their roles?
Well, I think, a primary force to move this forward is our president of the Alaska Heritage Institute, Dr. Rosita Worrell, who kind of made these initial connections with the chancellor of University of Alaska Southeast and the president of Institute of American Indian Arts. That's Robert Martin, who's actually going to be one of the presenters on Friday. And I had the privilege of being part of some of these earlier meetings, although I think this effort started before I started at SHI, hashed out kind of what is the vision and the goals that are common for the three institutions. And we signed a memorandum of agreement first in 2016, and then again, that was updated and signed again in 2019. And what we said in this agreement was that our intent was to work together to provide Northwest Coast arts programs and degree tracks in higher education, instructional opportunities, collaborative academic offerings leading to a certificate of associate's of arts degree or a bachelor degree with a concentration in Northwest Coast arts, and just overall enrichment of Northwest Coast arts for Alaska students, and to extend those programs when it's possible to students in the state and the nation. And that's kind of what we've been working on pretty strongly for the last few years. And, there wasn't an associate's degree with a focus on Northwest Coast arts when we started. That associate's degree, I would say, is a result, one of the results of this partnership. I know UAS is working toward a Bachelor of Arts degree also, where the Northwest Coast Arts emphasis plays a major role. So the Arts Associates degree launched the fall of 2020, and a beginner Northwest Coast design class was turned into a general requirement class, which is a big deal to have a Northwest Coast arts course that is integral in, it's an art form of this land, but but it, making it a general, like a required course in the University of Alaska. Or, and then the building of the arts campus kind of came out of the fact that we, you know, as part of this work, realized that in Juneau, there aren't, or there weren't, dedicated art studios for metal arts, a little bit for wood arts, but we could use more, and for weaving and skin sewing. We're always scrambling to find a good location for it. And it became really clear that a designated space for that was needed. And then what we're able to do with that space is that we can offer a lot more courses, more than were offered before. And the rooms are built for metal arts. They're built for wood arts. And I have a big shopping list in front of me for all the different tools and equipment and supplies that we need, you know, to fill the rooms with. And it's a little daunting, but it's fantastic as well.
I can't wait to get into that space someday, and I'm sure everyone's very excited. So that's part of what we'll hear when we tune into your talk, the Zoom. You'll have some folks from the IAIA there, as well as yourself, the Dean of Arts and Sciences and Professors of Humanities at UAS, and of course, Robert. And Robert, your part of the presentation will actually be a demonstration of form line design. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're planning?
Maybe just a further look into, you have to start being able to identify what makes a design, a form line design, begin to identify components and how they fit together. But I think beyond that, and or bigger than that, on a philosophical level, it's beginning to look at possibly what our ancestors were thinking when they came up with this design, this amazing design system that resides in every major art collection around the world. Just offering some of the thoughts and perspectives that I've come across or have come up with in my time studying and making the art form.
The Egan Lecture Series will be live streamed, and this Friday's lecture is at 7 p.m. It is free, though you do have to go online to register, so you can find out how at uas.alaska.edu/EganLecture, and the lectures are also posted on UAS's YouTube channel for viewing later. Carrie and Robert, thanks for coming today and sharing this vision for the North Coast Arts Center and the information about the talk on Friday. I think everyone is particularly looking forward to Robert's demonstration. Is there anything else that you'd like to share before we say goodbye today?
I wanted to mention just maybe a couple of other things that are results of this partnership. We have scholarship opportunities for studies in Northwest Coast Arts. There's internship opportunities coming out. We're posting that pretty soon on museums and art studies. Support visiting artists to UAS and II. So Robert Mills was one of our visiting artists. And for the evening at Egan event, we're working toward, you know, building community between the institutions. The first step to build community is to get the word out that this exists in the first place. And so we're looking forward to sharing more about this Friday, December 3rd, 7 to 8 p.m. And I want to mention also Karen Sulkaitis is the UAS Dean of Arts and Sciences. She will be there, she will host and she will speak. II President Robert Martin will be there, which is a big honor, and really looking forward to his segment about the partnership. and then Philippe Colon, II Academic Dean, myself, and Robert Mills.
Thank you. And then, Robert, anything else you'd like to share before we say goodbye?
No, I don't think so. I think Carrie has pretty much covered that, and looking forward to seeing everybody this Friday.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming today. And I just want to say it's really interesting and important to talk about the people and the organizations who have been working so hard to make this happen. So thank you. Gnashchish.
Gnashchish.